Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, November the 20th of 2019. And I'm so glad you could join us tonight, wherever you may be, however you may be joining us tonight. And I know something, listeners. I know for sure that if you have joined this show, if you're tuned in, that if you've tuned into the show, listeners, it is not by accident that you've tuned in. If by chance you have found it just looking around, you know, surfing online, don't turn this off. Because I got the word of the Lord. For you. Now we're going to do sports and some other things as well, but there is a reason why the show is called The Miracle Man. That reason is because we totally believe in miracles. We totally believe in the miracles of God here at Miracle Man. We believe that God is the God of miracles, that He heals our bodies, that He heals the brokenhearted, and that He does all other kinds of miracles. And I've read to you a lot of miracles, a lot of the different miracles that Jesus did that he had done over the course of his ministry on earth. And everything he did over his 3 years of ministry. And I totally believe in the miracle working power. I've seen it manifested in my life many times. And I'm just so grateful for everything that he's done in my life. And after all this, we are, tomorrow we're a week away from Thanksgiving. Think about it. November 28th, Thanksgiving. A week away tomorrow. Even though Thanksgiving is later than usual this year, I still can't believe it's a week away. Because I feel like this year really went by fast. I really do. And when I think of the goodness of God, I just think that every one of us have something to be thankful for. Now, every Now, for every different person, every different family, it's something different. But I do know that we all have something to be thankful for. Now, in proclamation, when Thanksgiving was declared, it said, "For the giving of thanks to the Almighty God, for the blessings of the previous year." A day of giving thanks unto Almighty God. That's what it said when Thanksgiving was first declared. Now, the history, as for the history of Thanksgiving, we're going to delve into that a bit more next week, into the stories of the pilgrims and Squanto, all these different, pilgrims. And so I'm really looking forward to going through that with you folks next week. And so I hope you're really working at getting ready for Thanksgiving. As I said yesterday, however, the Christmas tree is already up at my house. I actually beat my parents at putting mine up because theirs is not up yet. And Donut over here was the person that helped me put it up. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Is yours up yet?
Not yet. Thinking this weekend, though.
Oh, yes. Because, and I'm sure, do you got pictures of the tree going up?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Those things got to go on Facebook.
For sure.
Yep, they're going up there. Yep. They should go up soon because I'm not afraid of whatever rejection from people who decide to be grinchy and say that it's not welcome because the turkeys haven't all been eaten up yet.
Right.
Because I'm not scared. I'm not scared. Yes, I've gotten a little bit before in the previous years when I've posted that people need to stop grinching about it being too early for Christmas music. In previous years. And it's certainly not too early, especially when Thanksgiving is a lot earlier than normal. I mean, a lot later than normal, excuse me. Because the mean day for Thanksgiving, by mean I just mean the in-between date for Thanksgiving is November 25th. And the thing about that is that that is basically 30 days, like, to the T between Thanksgiving and Christmas. If you include Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. This year, we're at the far end of that pendulum. Next year, it's going to be the 26th. compared to the 28th, 26th is almost back to the middle. I know the height. Yeah. And then the after that, we'll be back at the middle. But I'm here at McDonald's, listeners, 1711 South Saginaw Road. You can feel free to come in and say hi to me. We're about halfway between Haley and Patrick. If you're coming south, we're on the left side. We're across the road from Kmart store that is closing, sadly. There's going to be 3 Kmarts left after this one closes. Now it's going to be 2 because another Kmart was added to the list of store closings. Only this other one will not close until late January, early February. And the one I'm speaking of is the Kmart in Waterford Township, which is just south of Clarkston, about 30 miles or so to the northwest of the city of Detroit. And so pretty soon here, it's pretty much going to be rest in peace Kmart and Sears for that matter. I think that was a big mistake when that company decided to, when Sears decided to buy out Kmart. I think that was a big mistake.
Yeah.
Because all that did is made them take on even more debt. And Sears, in my mind, they had already been struggling before they even bought Kmart. Midland's had been going up slightly, but then again, at the time, Midland Mall had kind of been going through a sort of a renaissance of sorts.
Yeah.
Because it was just after Barnes & Noble came. Other than that, though, I think Sears had been going downhill since 2000, don't you?
Yeah, for sure.
No one was just kind of an outlier, I feel like.
Right.
For like a year or two, but then real quickly, it soon went down also. As Midland, just like Bay City, Midland was one of the first ones in the area to close. Years before Saginaw or Flint. Yep. Anyhow, for tonight, you know, we're going to get into the Word of the Lord a bit tonight, and then after that, we're going to get into sports. I have a lot of football to talk about tonight. We're getting near the tail end of the college football season. So I'll let you know how the college football playoff is looking. And what would have to happen in order for Michigan to have any chance of making it. If certain things happen, we would still have an outside chance. You've heard that too?
Yeah.
If some certain things happen, but it's not a few of them that have to happen. Basically, all of them would have to.
Yeah.
Those things involve that team to the south of us. They involve Alabama. It involves Georgia. Auburn. It involves a lot of different teams, and all of it would have to happen. If one of them doesn't happen, Michigan's out of the top 4 playoff.
Right.
They can still get a good bowl game. It's just that in order to get a real good one, they'll have to beat the Bucks, for one thing. So it could partly be based on that, but all these other things will have to happen. And then also, my two NFL picks for the weekend, as well as state semifinal time. I have both semifinals for Division I to pick, and then semifinal one of Division II, which pairs the winners of Region I and Region II. And some of these are pretty fascinating. Two of them are, in fact. Actually, they all are. Can't wait to see what happens Saturday as the drive for Detroit, as they say, the drive for Detroit continues. All right. So, this portion of the Miracle Man Show has been brought to you by McDonald's, which invites you to stop by your local McDonald's and enjoy an icy cold Coke of the size of your choosing for the low price of $1. Not only do you get some of the best tasting Coca-Cola you can find anywhere for a dollar, but also you get to find out what your lid says. Jenny, what did your water lid say earlier? Oh, it said drinking of you. It did. It said drink. Mine said, oh, yeah, goodbye, thirst. Yep, mine said goodbye, thirst. And I love those things. You almost never get the same one within like 2 or 3 days. So makes it pretty cool. They should have a contest to see who can collect all the lids. By the different ones, that I mean like all of the different sayings.
Right.
And the one who does gets like a certain amount of free McDonald's. That'd be so cool if they did that.
It would be.
And all you have to do, save the lids. It's nice on ice, nice to ice. Sip the day, sip for joy, jump for joy. Goodbye, thirst. Thirst doesn't have a chance. Drinking of you, along with all of the other cool ones. I think there's got to be close to 20. There has to be. Oh, yeah, do not waste the taste. That's one of them. Because you were going to say you saw something that said something about waste the taste. Those really tiny water lids, though, those don't have the sayings, though, do they?
I don't know. I haven't checked them. What?
You have not checked them, no? You see, it's kind of funny, listeners. My Siri on my phone is now Indian. I don't know if it's because my last name is Indian or what it is, but to be honest with you, listeners, I really think that's kind of funny. And Jennifer over here, she loves how it's Indian like that because it really is. It gives it personality. Because I just think it's really neat that mine says it like that. All right. So, listeners, I really want to encourage you to please tell someone you know how they can be a part of the show. It's real easy. They want to talk to me or they just want to listen in to hear what I have to say, the number to call into the live show is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt. When you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Call in, or you want to go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken to the call screener. And then my assistant will let me know that we have a caller. And then I will let you on. Whether you want to talk about sports, or you have a question about the Bible for me, or whatever else, as long as it's not political. If it's political, what's going to happen is I'm not going to be rude to you, but I am going to tell you to pray for the leaders that have authority over you, as the Bible tells us that we need to be praying for our leaders who have authority over us. Amen. 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 All right. So, I'm going to sing a song for you guys. It's called Faithful to the End. With heaven's fine creations, his burning adoration, is woven by his love. His careful hands, they hold us safe within his promise, covering of destiny. With heaven's fine creations, his broad adoration, tender woven by his love. His careful hands, they hold us safe within his promise, above that's always chasing me. And I can sing of all you've done, and I remember how far you've carried me from beginning until the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end. The Father's heart beats for me, the never-ending story, a love that's always chasing me. His kindness overwhelming, a hope for me unending, love that's always chasing me. And I could sing of all you've done, and I remember how far you've carried me from beginning until the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end. I will sing of all you've done, and I remember how far you've carried me from beginning until the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end, until the end, until the end. You are faithful, you are faithful, Lord God. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. And all of my life, your love has been true. And with all of my life, I will worship you. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. And all of my life, Your love has been true, and with all of my life, I will worship you. We will worship you, oh Lord. Surely your goodness and mercy follows me. Follow me. Surely your goodness and mercy follows me. Follows me, Lord. There won't be a day that you're not by my side. There won't be a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love will be true. And in all of my life, we will worship you. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. And all of my life, your love has been true. And with all of my life, I will worship you. I will worship you. Oh, I will worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to the end. You're faithful to the end. I thank you, Lord God, for everything you've done in our lives. Worship you and praise you for who you are. So thankful, Lord God. I'm so thankful for everything that you've done. Lord God, I just thank you for these listeners who have made the decision to tune in to this wonderful show tonight, wherever they are. I thank you, Lord God, that you just bless them for tuning in. I pray that they will take something home with them that they will be able to use and apply to their spiritual walk with you, Lord. And I just thank you, Father, that you are with them all the time. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And I make my confession tonight over the show. I confess that in your name, Jesus, that increases in listenership are coming into this program, that finances are coming into this program, that partners and sponsors are coming in. And most importantly, Jesus, I thank you that souls are coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Turn with me, if you will, please, to the book of Ezekiel chapter 1. Ezekiel chapter 1. We're going to read from Brother Zeke tonight. And I want to encourage you to please follow along, whatever we do, for the next little bit. If I sing, you sing. If I pray, you pray. As I study, you go ahead and follow along with me and get something out of this. Praise God. Ezekiel 1, and I'm going to begin with verse 1. In the 13th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day, while I was among the exiles to the Kabar River, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the fifth of the month, it was the fifth year of the exile of King Jehoiakim, and the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzan by the Kabah River in the land of the Babylonians. There, the hand of the Lord was upon him. I looked, and I saw a windstorm coming out of the north, an immense cloud with flashing lightning, and was surrounded by brilliant light. The center of the fire looked like glowing metal, and in the fire was what looked like four living creatures. An appearance of the form was that of a man, but each of them had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight, and their feet were like those of a calf, and gleamed like burnishing bronze. Under their wings, on their four sides, they had the hands of a man. Already, four of them had faces and wings, and their wings touched one another. Each one went straight ahead, and they did not turn as they moved. Their faces looked like this. Each of the four had the face of a man, and on the right side, each had the face of a lion. And on the left was the face of an ox. Each also had the face of an eagle. Such were their faces. Their wings were spread out upward. Each had two wings, one touching the wing of another creature on either side, and two wings covering its body. Each one went straight ahead. Wherever the spirit would go, they would go, without turning as they went. The appearance of the living creatures was like burning coals of fire or like torches. Fire moved back and forth among the creatures, and it was bright, and lightning flashed out of it. The creatures sped back and forth like flashes of lightning. As I looked at the living creatures, I saw a wheel on the ground beside each creature with its four faces. This was the appearance and structure of the wheels. They sparkled like chrysolite, and all four looked alike. Each appeared to be made like a wheel, intersecting a wheel. Moved, they would go in any one of the four directions with the creatures faced. And the wheels did not turn about as the creatures went. Their rims were high and awesome, and all four rims were full of eyes all around. When the living creatures moved, the wheels beside them moved, and when the living creatures rose from the ground, the wheels also rose. Wherever the spirit would go, they would go, and the wheels would rise along with them, because the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When the creatures moved, they also moved. When the creatures stood still, they also stood still. And when the creatures rose from the ground, the wheels rose along with them. because the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels, spread out above the heads of the living creatures, was what looked like an expanse, sparkling like ice and awesome. Under the expanse of the wings was stretched out one toward the other, and each had two wings covering its body. And when the creatures moved, I heard the sound of their wings like the roar of rushing waters, like the voice of the Almighty, like the tumult of an army. When they stood still, they lowered their wings. Then there came a voice from above the expanse over their heads. They stood with lowered wings. Above the expanse over their heads was what looked like a throne of sapphire. And high above on the throne was a figure like that of a man. I saw that from what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like glowing metal, as if full of fire. And that from there down, he looked like fire, with brilliant light, and brilliant light surrounded him, like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day. So was the radiance around him. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. When I saw it, I fell face down, and I heard the voice of one speaking. And then I'm going to go a bit more, and then I'm going to explain this. Chapter 2, we're going to go to the first several verses. And he said to me, me being Ezekiel, "Son of man, stand up on your feet, and I will speak to you." As he spoke, the Spirit came into me and raised me to my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. And he said, "Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers have been in revolt against me to this very day. The people whom I am sending you to are obstinate and stubborn. Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. And whether they listen or fail to listen, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that a prophet has been among them. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them or their words. Do not be afraid, though briars and thorns are all around you, and you live among scorpions. Do not be afraid of what they say, or terrified by them, even though they are a rebellious house. You must speak my words to them, whether they listen or fail to listen, for they are rebellious. But you, son of man, listen to what I say to you. Do not rebel like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. Then I looked, and I saw a hand stretched out to me, in it was a scroll, which he unrolled before me. On both sides of it were written words of lament and mourning and woe. All right, now, what you see here is that in chapter 1 of Ezekiel, it's describing what looks to be all these creatures and all their different wings and the way they're made and how it looks like a wheel. Like this one looks like an eagle. This one looks like a lion. This one looks like, you know, all these different animals. And then, towards the end of chapter 1, it's talking about what looks to be the throne. And then, sure enough, it is the throne. For a second there, darn it, did you think it was almost like the throne of Santa Claus that Santa Claus sits on?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
I was about to say that to tease, like how I do the listeners. Sometimes I'm going to say, and on the throne was Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You know what, listeners, though? That was not Santa Claus. And by the way, listeners, I will fill you in more on...
You're pretty good at that rail. You're pretty fast.
Yep. I will fill you in, though, on that whole Santa Claus thing as we get closer to Christmas. But for now, I'll leave it alone. So, but coming from that throne was fire. Sure enough, it was God. In chapter 2, God tells Ezekiel now, I'm sure God didn't say Zeke, but in today's age, if it was a human, I can just hear even someone in higher authority even saying, Zeke, if you stand up, I'll speak to you. And so Ezekiel stands up, and then the angels are like causing him to stand up even more so. And then he tells Ezekiel where he wants Ezekiel to go. They want him to go to Israel and to teach them, you know, preach to them, warn them. And God basically tells him, these people are severely rebelling against me. But then he had to warn Ezekiel, do not rebel like how they're rebelling against me. Don't do that. Don't fall into that trap. Even though you will see them doing these things, don't fall into that trap. God used Ezekiel as a prophet to warn Ezekiel about what they were doing. And that God would not bless the things that the Israelites, he would not bless the things that Israel was doing. and about these certain creatures, it was like, it's really interesting the way these things will be revealed. And when I look at this, at the way he was describing all these creatures, it reminds me a lot of what you'll see in Revelation. As you look in Revelation, by the way, the last book in your Bible. And in it, there's all these different visions and the way they're described. And it looked to be like this and this and this. And I see these doors and I see these clouds. And here's what I see up in these clouds. It looks like a rainbow, like a rainbow on a cloudy, rainy day. Is it just me, or sometimes, or have you often seen sunshine come through a rainbow? Like when it's kind of rainy out? Have you ever seen that? What? You've seen that a lot, you were saying? You've seen that before, Jenny, like what, the sun shining through the clouds, like through the rainbow? Because when I think about that fire, earlier in chapter 1, I mean, towards the end of chapter 1, it looked like fire coming from a rainbow on a rainy day. Didn't say what kind of a rainy day. It didn't say if it was one of those days where it's just cloudy and it rains about a third of an inch or a quarter of an inch or a tenth of an inch, but it's kind of sprinkling all day. Or if it's one of those days where we will get 1 inch, 2 inches, 3 inches in a day and possibly set rain records for the day. But, Jenny, you've seen rainbows on both types of days, I'm sure, haven't you? I know I have. Known of them, at least, on both types of day. Because there's been times, like when I was little and we'd be just driving around town here in Midland, me and my mom and my brother would be just going around doing errands. And Ray and Mom would say, look at that rainbow. And then several times the sun was coming through it. But then what came out of all those flashes and all the other stuff was the Lord. And there's a song that we used to sing at church, and it's called Everlasting God. And then part of what it says is, you are the defender of the weak, you comfort those who need, you lift us up on wings like eagles. It's kind of what that reminds me of. It's like, it's just like the wings, like the eagles. That's kind of the way I looked at that when I was going through tonight, reading. From the Word of God. And you know, when you see, read about these kind of visions, you know, sometimes that's how God shows himself, is through visions. The Bible mentions in Acts briefly, and it says, verily, your young man will see visions, and your old man will dream dreams. Does that mean your old man can't see, old men cannot see visions? No. They can't. Does that mean your young man can't dream? Mm-mm. Not at all. He could have said it the other way, but it's not how he said it. It said your young man will see, young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. And I can tell you, when I was younger, God kind of showed me what certain colors looked like. I remember one time in the middle of the night, I was at my Aunt Shelley's. This was around the end of June, I mean the end of May, 1st of June of 2000. And I'm sound asleep. I'm hearing a bunch of noises. I'm hearing a bunch of people talking. Sounds like a bunch of kids, bunch of adults. I don't know why to me it sounded like more kids than adults. Maybe it was my age. Could have that been it, maybe?
Maybe.
Could have been my age, maybe, because I was like, I was a 10-year-old at the time, soon to be 11. I was an adult, too, but in the background, I heard a guy. I get up to go to the bathroom, and I get told it's not even 3 o'clock yet. I go to bed, right, and then I go right back to sleep after I use the bathroom. And but then later on, a couple of weeks later, God shows me what color, certain colors looked like, kind of like what red looks like, a couple different colors. I forget all the details. I could hear what sounded, what was like sounds of heaven, and I could hear people praising God. It was just awesome. But to me, it sounded like a lot of them were just talking. I kind of feel like they had been like maybe the day of the rapture or something, and after we all got there, like everybody was all telling their testimonies. Because I could hear sounded like a lot of chatter. I can't make out any of the words that people were saying, but it was noisy. Sounded like lots of kids, lots of adults. A lot of them were my age. By that, I mean my age at the time, which was 10. And it was just cool that I got to hear the sounds of heaven. But you want to know something, listeners? When I could hear those sounds, I didn't hear any music. I just heard a whole bunch of people talking. I imagine a lot of it was kids talking to their grandmas and grandpas and great-grandpas, great-great-great-grandmas and grandpas and all that. I'm sure. Do you imagine it was the same thing?
Probably.
But when I was singing, it sounded to me, though, like they were all happy. None of them were screaming at each other. And it sounded totally like chaos, but like it was a peaceful kind of chaos. So if you're wondering what heaven's going to be like, I already know one thing, listeners. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to have that heavenly body of ours. We won't have to worry about our metabolism. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you saying, is there going to be sweets there? You know there is. Yeah. Even Dr. Barclay says yes. And I'm convinced that there's going to be so many different kinds of donuts there. And we get our pick. And everyone's out. Yours? All the best donuts one can dream about, right, Jenny? All the peanut butter donuts, always hot to the touch. In fact, I think they're so hot that if you tried touching them on Earth, you'd almost get burnt. And they're like right hot off the belt, and we get to eat them. And like multiple donuts in one setting. And they're so perfect. It's going to be so, but even better than any kind of the sweets or anything like that, is that we'll get to be right near the Almighty God. That's going to be the best part of heaven, is getting to be right alongside the Almighty God. And I want Him, God, to be able to say to me when I get up there, Rivers, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I don't want him to say, Rivers, I called you to this certain place. So I called you to do this certain thing, or to write this book, or to whatever it was. I didn't say I'm an author. I haven't wrote a book. I'm just using it as an example. My point is that I'd much rather hear my Lord and Savior say to me, well done, thy faith, good and faithful servant. And then to hear him say, well, in these areas, you were good. You were a good man. You didn't steal the tithe from me. You didn't. You watched your mouth. You know, and all this kind of stuff. But I called you to do some things, and you didn't do them. I want him to actually be able to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And God called Ezekiel to do a certain thing. He went and he did it. He went to Israel and preached to them, just as he had been told. Did they always like what he had to say? No, they were being rebellious. But as we're called by the Lord, we've got to get to that place where we will obey God regardless of what it takes, regardless of the fact that we might get some stuff thrown at us, regardless of the fact that we might hear a few more mean words than what we want to hear. And so, ultimately, it's about the kingdom of God. And that's the most important thing. And we just have to make sure that we do as God would want us to do as we minister, and not just what we want. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that we will put it to good use. Thank you for that vision that you showed Ezekiel. Thank you, Lord God, for showing. I thank you, Lord, that you showed me those colors. I'm grateful for that, Jesus. And I just thank you that every one of us would take something home and learn from this lesson tonight. And that we will put this word, your word, Lord God, we'll put it into practice as we go about and live our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 And amen. Praise God. All right. In terms of sports, last night, Red Wings, well, they had been on a nice winning streak. You know, 3-4 in a row. Only now they've lost 3 in a row. This time they didn't even get a point, even though they lost 4-3. Tomorrow night, they're going to have to go to Columbus and take on the Blue Jackets. What's going on? Why are the Red Wings so streaky this year? Vaughn doesn't understand it either, does he?
No, he doesn't.
It's just weird. Makes you wonder which way are they really gonna go.
Right.
It gives you hope that if they can just get some things fixed, that they can truly turn it around and make something of it and somehow make the playoffs, hopefully. Because that Little Caesars Arena was designed to be a hostile place. I've said that a few times on the show, listeners. that the Little Caesars Arena has been designed to be a hostile place. However, well, for that to happen, the Red Wings have to start playing better hockey. Oh, and by the way, the Pistons aren't exactly immune from this either. They got to start playing better basketball. In order to see that place get real lively and loud again. Red Wings will try again tomorrow. Now, time for Football Central, always brought to you by the greatest blizzards in the world, available at your local Dairy Queen. What will you choose? The pumpkin pie blizzard? Or the harvest blizzard? I hope they still have both of them. And maybe one of the Christmas blizzards, or whatever they are. You can go through Dairy Queen and get yourself one of the delicious blizzards today. And in the great state of Michigan, it is now MHSAA semifinals weekend. I am sad to report, listeners, that most all of the local teams, all of them in Midland County, Bay County, Saginaw County, most of the other counties outside of Beale City, all lost, except for a couple down in Genesee. I mean, just last weekend, you had Meridian lose, Swan Valley fall, Freeland. You had New Lothrop lose at home. You had Montrose lose. Like, a lot of them. What I do have, though, is the Division I semifinals to pick, as well as Division II semifinal one. So, to start off with, Division I semifinal one. We have 10-2 Region 1 winner, Mona Shores, taking on 2. We'll try this again. Division 1. Region 1 winner, 10-2 Brighton, taking on Region 2 winner, 12-0 Belleville at Howell. Now, these are all neutral site field games. And I don't know why they put it in Howell when Brighton's almost right next to Howell. And Belleville is over by, I think that's right by Metro Airport. Doesn't that sound about right?
I'm not sure.
You just know it's over in that area, kind of?
Yeah, somewhere over there.
Because Metro Airport's at 275 and 94, remember?
Yeah.
You just don't know if it's east or west of 275 is what you're curious about. You just know it's right by 94. But needless to say, mind you, listeners, this is the third time in a row that Belleville went 9-0 in the regular season. Now, 11 years ago and 12 years ago, they had 2-0-9 seasons back-to-back. Now, they're undefeated, have a chance to win a semifinal. Brighton has never won a state semifinal. Neither has Belleville. The winner of this game gets to Ford Field for the first time ever. Belleville has a lot of players on that squad that are being recruited by Division I universities. Brighton, you know, they've had a lot of good years, but they've also had several years where they've struggled. And so, when I look at this, my pick is Belleville 31, Brighton Beach 24. Go to semifinal 2. Region 3 winner Davison with a record of 10-2 will take on Division 4 winner Sterling Heights Stevenson, which is 8-4. And by the way, they qualified for the playoffs with an at-large bid since they didn't have the 6 wins necessary. Now, in a way, this favors Stevenson. I didn't say who I'm picking. I know who I'm going to pick, but I'm just saying, in a way, this matchup favors Stevenson if you look at the history piece, because they've made it to the finals at least 3 times, but they lost all of them. You saw that, right? They lost all of them.
Yeah.
And a couple of them were by rather big margins, and one of them was to Detroit Catholic Central. Another one was to Detroit Catholic Central. One was to Muskegon. And, by the way, one was to Rockford. So I want to say it was 4. Historically, they were a great football school, Stevenson was, from the 1990s into the 2000s. But then Stevenson kind of cooled off lately. Makes me wonder, is Stevenson coming back? Are they making a comeback? Well, they haven't won any of their playoff games by very handily margins. They only beat Cass Tech by the head of their chinny chin chin. They only scored field goals. Davison has a very good defense, and at one point in the regular season, they had the hottest offense in the entire state of Michigan. Davison did. And this is at Troy Athens High School. They're known for a really good burger. I forget what it's called. It's supposed to be really good. So, the winner of this game goes to Ford Field to take on the winner of Brighton versus Belleville. Now, my honest prediction, Davison Freeway, 28, Stevenson Highway, 21. By the way, where'd you come up with Stevenson Highway? Stevenson Highway is it's not exactly a freeway, but it's a road signed as Stevenson Highway, which is down in the Detroit area, real close to Oakland Mall, real close to like where Krispy Kreme is. Now, do you remember seeing a Stevenson Highway down there?
Maybe a little bit.
And then Davidson Freeway. You ever heard of that? That's down in the city of Detroit.
Yeah, I've heard of
it. Yep. The Sinaswamy had named it David's Son, but I decided that since they got put in a region that is normally reserved for Detroit area and being there playing in Troy, that I decided to go with Detroit names. So you can see why I did that, huh? They might not be too many miles from that Stevenson Highway. They might not be. I'm sure they're within like 5-6 miles of it. Unless Stevenson Highway does go all the way up to Sterling Heights, and maybe it's to northeast to southwest. I wonder if that's what it's named after. There's a chance. Now, Davidson Freeway, I don't know how it got its name. I wonder if Google has any kind of article about it. Like, why is M8 called the Davidson Freeway? Maybe there's another Davidson that Davidson, Michigan is named after. But nonetheless, it's pretty compelling. There's a chance that there could be two teams, that both teams who are playing in this game will be teams that have never made it to a state final at any division. Let's go to Division Two. I'm not going to pick semifinal two. The reason why is because there's only so much time, so I can only pick so many. But I am continuing to follow Mona Shores since they took the Midland schools out of the playoffs so that I can keep track of their progress as they work their way through the tournament. So, with that in mind, for Division Two, semifinal one, you have Mona Shores taking on Walled Lake Western at Okemos. By the way, for records, Mona Shores is 10-2. Walled Lake Western is 11-1. This is at Okemos at 1 o'clock on Saturday. As the other two are also at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And the question to answer is, can Mona Shores' defense get to Walled Lake Western's prolific offense? Can Mona Shores' Western's offense get past that Sailor defense? That Sailor defense that ended up, especially in the second half of the Midland game, they gave Midland all kinds of trouble in the second half. Midland could move the ball on that, but when they got into the red zone, they wouldn't let them do it. It's like, we'll let you move, but you only get so far. It was a pretty good game last week, too, for Mona Shores, but Portage Northern did play them a bit tougher. I think the team who has the least turnovers and the least penalties will be the one who wins this. My prediction, Walled Luck, 27. Mona Lisa, 22. So, and by the way, just so you know, I'm not going to summarize this other game, but you do have Seaholm versus King. King has rolled over Detroit King, I should say. Detroit King had kind of a slower start in the regular season. He had a couple losses. One was to Muskegon, which is justifiable, but then there was that other one that they shouldn't have had. Ever since then, they have totally been lights out, destroying everyone they see. I have total reason to believe that they will take down Seaholm. Even though Seaholm has been so surprised this year, too.
But
that's it. I think you're going to see King versus Walled Lake Western for your state championship game on the 23rd. I mean, on the 29th. Why can't Detroit King play on a different day besides Black Friday? Otherwise, I would totally be there. Because remember I said in my like the first weekend of December. Because remember I said in my mind it would always be Detroit King and Cass Tech would win the finals. They could both be in the same division for the state championship game. Maybe someday. But so for college, you have Michigan State, who has really been struggling. They started off looking great earlier in the season. And by the way, lately they've been starting off a lot of their games like they're going to do some good things. They really looked like they were going to give that team to the South some trouble. And then what do you know, they just flush it and just lose badly to the Bucks. Remember? And then on goes the misfortune for MSU. But they're playing Rutgers. There are actually calls now for Rutgers to be dismissed from the Big Ten. Have you heard about this? There have been calls for this because of how bad Rutgers is doing. To be honest with you listeners, I think the woes for Rutgers will continue this week. I think Michigan MSU will finally find a way to play 60 minutes of football, not 45 minutes like they did against Illinois, not like 12 minutes like they did against Michigan, but actually play a whole game. If they can do that, my prediction is O State 32, Rutgers 16. Michigan versus Indiana in Bloomington on Saturday at 3:30. This is actually one of Michigan's tougher games this year. Indiana has not lost since they fell to MSU. And then after that was where MSU started to really have trouble. But MSU, for their part, has really, I mean, Indiana presents some challenges for Michigan. They like to score lots of points. He needs to, our quarterback Patterson needs to make sure that he keeps his energy high. He really they'll have to play another great game this week, because after this week we already know exactly what's next week, and this is a good game to get ready for that. And so my prediction is, wishing again, 38, Indiana Jones, 29. NFL time. Lions versus the Redskins. And in Washington, Lions have been really struggling. They've lost 6 of the last 7. They find a way to play good the first part of the game, and then they find a way to kind of go downhill. And in the fourth quarter, they try to make things interesting. Have a fumble not go your way. Oh, have refs that refuse to give you breaks. Have incomplete passes up left and right. Have all these other things go wrong that can go wrong. Have a 4th and 15 and go for it and miss it. It seems like all that stuff has been stuff that's happened. Doesn't it seem like it? Hopefully, they can find a way to overcome some of that and not give one away to the lowly Redskins who are doing the worst in the NFC East. So, my prediction... By the way, Stafford is basically out for the rest of the season. My prediction, Roaring Lions, 29. Redskin Potatoes, 25. In the other NFL game I'm going to pick, you have the Packers taking on the 49ers, two of the hottest teams in the league right now. Packers are doing some great things with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. And their new football coach. The 49ers are making a big surprise this year also, after being a laughingstock in the league the last couple of years. They only have one loss. I expect it to be a good, hard-hitting game out there in California. And both teams are going to make the other opponent earn what they get. I don't expect this to be any kind of a sleeper at all. This could honestly be an NFC Championship game later down the road. It could be. It's just the way I could see it, because right now Packers are leading the North. 49ers are leading the West. South is led by New Orleans. East is led by Dallas. But my prediction, Gold Rush, 33. Frozen Chosen, 30. Confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall come near us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. For you, Lord, you've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And I say, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.